Hello and welcome again to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast, brought to you by Nintendo Freak and Freaky Productions. Hey, how's it going? Yeah, I know, it's been a while since I posted. I still haven't posted those other, two, three podcasts that you've possibly heard already right now. Yeah, I know, I'm slacking. The truth of the matter is, I never get a chance to upload those. I'm so busy at home, you know. I gotta either do dishes, or I gotta fix something, or excuse me, or I make supper, you know. And it's not that I don't want to put out the podcast. It's just time I don't have. But if you're hearing this, I absolutely made an effort today that I recorded this to at least upload one episode and try and pass one out in the next couple days, you know, or maybe next week. So, what's going on with me? As I might have described in the last podcast, I bought the original Pokemon Red for the Game Boy. And it has the original save battery to it, so. And the only way I know that is because you look on the back of it, it's immaculate. There's no scratches, no scuffs, no nothing on it. It's almost like the guy didn't really want to play the Pokemon game, which is fine by me, you know. I'll gladly use it. I mean, because that's nostalgia for me. That reminds me of a simpler time, you know, back when, you know, Pokemon was just getting popular. And yeah, I can't remember what happened to the old cartridges. I mean, it's been so long. But anywho, yeah, and now that I'm an adult, you know, I have a little more patience. I mean, because, let's see, first thing I did when I went through the first set of tall grasses was, okay, I went through and caught a couple Pokemon. And I went into Viridian Forest, caught some more Pokemon, and then I'm thinking, wait, if there's a gym up ahead, I should level these Pokemon up. So I spent hours, I mean, I'm not kidding, hours. That's lots of lunch breaks, and that's some hours at home if I ever had time to just go around, walk around the grass, and level up these Pokemon. Yeah, obviously, you know, if you have a Pokemon that doesn't really have an attack move, then you have to put them up front, so that way it puts them out first, and then you switch it for a Pokemon that can attack, and you have to share the experience points. That's another thing, too, that I noticed between the old version and, Pokemon White, you know? Or Pokemon Black, if you will. I own both. One my niece is using, one I'm using, just because my niece is using the other one. Anywho, is that when, and this is probably me getting it wrong, but in Pokemon for the DS, it seems that when you win a battle and you use two Pokemon in order to do it, it seems like both of them get the same amount, you know? Versus, you know, like the original Pokemon Red, where it just takes the experience points, splits them down the middle, and then gives them out to each Pokemon. And I don't think the evolutions have really so much change on how they do it. No. It's changed a little bit. They're a little more animated with it. Instead of just, you know, blinking back and forth between the image and then finally leaving you on the evolved image, you know? I'm doing that you know thing again. Alright. I'll try not to say that again. But it's not going to be easy. So, I've chose Charmander for my first Pokemon. And so far, it's been doing pretty well. I mean, come on, Pokemon Red, why not use Fire? Just like, why wouldn't you choose Blastoise or Pikachu for the associated, you know, yellow or blue? So yeah, I mean, I leveled, I want to say, at least 10 different Pokemon up to level 15, which, well, a couple of my Pokemon actually evolved twice, and, let's see, and I got some fighting moves, actual fighting moves, and the other ones have just got some better fighting moves, so, okay, I'm good. I gotta say, the toughest one and the easiest one to get, just outside of Viridian Forest before you go into Mount Moon, is the Clefairy, Jigglypuff. The Jigglypuff only has a move of Sing. And let me tell you a secret about how to take Jigglypuff down enough where you can capture him or her. I'm not sure if it has a sex or not. I would imagine it does. Considering that I don't believe a Pokemon can be asexual, but that's my theory. But I think that the best way of getting a Pokemon that only has one move that doesn't do any damage to you, but makes you sleep or paralyzed, go with the poison. I was able to get the Jigglypuff, excuse me, I couldn't remember the name, down to the lower thing by Poison Sting from a Weedle, or from a Kakuna. That's the evolved state of Weedle. I know these characters might seem a little foreign to the average Pokemon player now, is because the later Pokemon worries about the later Pokemon. You know? I did it again. I noticed I said it. But yeah, the original 150 Pokemon was supposed to be it, you know, it's supposed to be, okay, that's all the Pokemon that there possibly is. Even though in, like, the original, I believe it's the Pikachu version, where there's like a super secret where you can get Mewtwo, which is pretty cool, but I'm not sure if you can do anything with them. Oh, and there's leveling up to Evolution Zero, or a bunch of cheats like that. Yeah, I don't really care for cheats anymore. I mean, even though I do have action replays for the Game Boy Advance, and, actually, no, the DS, I don't have it. before, but I have it for most of the actual console games. I actually take cartridges. Which, hopefully I didn't pass my exit. I did. I did pass my exit. Shit. I was busy talking to you guys. Ended up going a couple exits too far. So now I gotta get on the next exit and hopefully loop around. Shit. Well, I get to talk to you guys more. So yeah, I got past Radiant Forest and working my way through Mount Moon. Mount Moon, and that's the thing, folks, is that you when you are looking for Pokemon to catch, usually after each, in each big area, there should be at least three Pokemon that you can catch. I mean, a good example, in the beginning, I was able to catch a Rattata, a Pidgey, and a Spearow. In the Viridian Forest, I was able to capture, let's see, a Weedle, Caterpie, Pikachu, and of course the evolved states of Weedle and Caterpie, which is Kakuna and Metapod, but cool nonetheless. Yeah, I think that's it for Viridian Forest. And then in the spot just before Mount Moon, you can get a Jigglypuff. I mean, otherwise, it's just Spearows and Pidgeys. Doesn't really make a whole lot of difference sometimes. But then when you finally get to Mount Moon, you got Geodudes, you got Zubats, and Clefairies. And then when you go down the whatchamacallit, the ladder, in a couple parts of it, I'm guessing before the last part, it gives you a Paris. It's a crab-like Pokemon that has like mushrooms on his back. Which you wouldn't believe how rare that was for me to even find it. First time I attacked a Paris, I had like attacked it too strong and knocked it out right away, so it fainted. And I must have walked around for a good 10-15 minutes. I couldn't get another Paris to show up. So I got out of there and I went into a different hole, so to speak, you know, to defeat another member of Team Rocket. And, you know, walked around there for a little bit, another 5 minutes. And then I walked back to the other hole, and after another 5 minutes of trying, and sticking around that one rock, that if you hit like the A or B button on, you get like a potion or something. Then, finally, the Paris shows up. Not once, but twice, which I knocked out quite quickly until I found a Pokemon that didn't have it knock out quite as quick. That's where I'm at in Pokemon right now. I can't wait to play it again. And what, and a sad thing also happened too, is that my controller that I have had since I bought my PlayStation 3 died. And, well, it was going senile, so to speak. I mean, I know about the reset button that's behind the controllers, and I tried that with a paperclip. I tried doing dot 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 on it. I tried holding it down for 30 seconds, you know, and the remote seriously kept glitching. You know, it kept trying to push the home button. It tried pushing. There was a delay in the X button. I couldn't do anything with it. And it was interrupting us watching Fringe. And so I had to say F it and turn off the system. After that, you know, I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck? So we charge it, you know, for the rest of the night, you know, figuring, okay, maybe it's just a low battery, you know, maybe the battery's wearing out. And, well, I try it in the morning. Nope, still fucking up. Okay, fine. Shout out to PlayStation. So then, since my niece also has a PlayStation 3, I asked her if I could test my controller on hers. And she said, yeah, you know. So when I plugged it in, I was able to do a little bit more with it. I was able to somewhat navigate. But then, afterwards, I was not able to do much of anything. After I clicked on the spot to online, it was like the X button was stuck. You know, I did it again. Fuck. But yeah, it was stuck for a while. It was going g g g g g, and it was doing searches for g g g g g g g g g. It even put spaces somewhere in between some of the G's, which is crazy. I mean, oh my god! So we go to. Walmart, you know, to try and find another controller for me to use. You know, I go online first, you know, to check the prices, you know. Remote, they actually have a remote control that's like for your TV, for your PS3, and your TV. Which, hey, to me, that's pretty cool. I mean, I didn't even know that existed. But then again, I don't really shop that much. And there was a couple controllers that were for $40. Okay, great. So $40 a controller, great. Prices must have dropped. And we get there at Walmart and they're $60. $60 for a fucking controller. Oh my fucking god. I'm gonna fucking kill somebody and stab them in the neck with a fucking controller. And shit down their neck. Anyway. And then the remote was $20. I'm like, Huh? How does that work? That's the same damn one, too. And then, you know, me and my girlfriend got wise. Yes, I did say you know again. And we went online, you know, as soon as we got home. And she ordered it for me, using her credit card and her discount. And she did cite the store. Now, here's the funny part about that, is that doing the cite the store, it said as soon as today. Not tomorrow, today. It's saying that it could have it by today. Now, surprisingly enough, the cheapest controller in there is the most gaudy controller in there, which is about $38. Not bad. And then, of course, the remote control, which was $13, $14, something around there. And since we decided to store it, it was free for shipping. So we didn't have to pay extra. And we were expecting it to be like, oh. And she works from Walmart, by the way. She was saying, you know, it takes, you know, somebody, an associate's thing to see it, and then they gotta go find it, and then they gotta go check it in and do this and this and this, you know, before you'll even get notified. I mean, she even set up my phone, and my email is alternative contact for the pickup. I kid you not, folks, I received it no less than about half an hour after we ordered it. I had gotten a confirmation email that both of my objects have arrived at Walmart and are ready for pickup. And truth be told, you know, it can be theorized that it had both things in there. They just mark them down because of the online prices. Which begs the question, why do all the rigmarole? Why do the motions just so I can get it cheaper? Just put it out there cheaper. I suppose they make most of their profits in the brick and mortar store and not online, which would make sense, but still. Because they have to drive home from Walmart, which by the way isn't that far, order it online, wait about half an hour, drive back to Walmart, pick them up, and bring them home.
And one of the things I had decided to test was my controller. And that's only because you need the controller in order to set up the remote.
Isn't that some shit? But you know, I mean, once I got the remote control synced with it, you know, it worked like a charm, you know. And the funny thing is that if you have like a Philips TV, the remotes look very similar. I mean, oh my gosh, how close these are. Which was cool. I mean, I like that. And for those of you that like the tactile touch of smooth things, the channel up and down and the volume button are just one curved concave, which is like, you know, a worry rock, you know, if you will. which, and that's not perverted, but I'm moving my thumb up and down on it. Ah, Jesus. Why? So, anywho. So, the first thing I wanted to do with my newfound remote was test out its ability to play video games. Because I want to make sure it meets my standards, you know? I want to make sure... Yes, I said it again. I want to make sure that it... you know, performs just as well as my original controller. I mean, considering online, for just the black one was $60. I'm sorry, it was $50. But still, what's the difference? I mean, they're both, you know, 6-axis DualShock 3s. Which is a contradiction in itself, you know. How can you have dual if it's 3? Anyways. But yeah, after 4 updates, which probably total about 2 gig for God of War Ascension. Yeah, that's right, folks. I have not completed God of War Ascension, and since I have not played that in a while, holy crap. I suck. I mean, I'm tempted to start the game over just so I can get reacquainted with my skills on it. And, you know, not so much to see the boobies, because obviously I have a girlfriend and I am very loyal to my girlfriend. And I'm very loyal to my girlfriend. I love my girlfriend very much, and I would never do anything to betray her trust. Anyway, but yeah, I mean, shit. I mean, the things I have to do to. When I play video games. I mean, I wonder what the updates were. And then I downloaded the demo to The Last of Us, I believe. There's a link to the demo if you buy God of War Ascension. It will give you a link to that demo, or at least if you pre-order God of War. The first time I opened up God of War Ascension, there was a so to speak, countdown to that, and I'm like, okay, well, whatever, you know, I'll just ignore it for a while and check back at it later. And finally, it, like, zeroed out and stuff, and I just downloaded the demo yesterday, and it's been months, or at least a month, you know. I did it again. I mean, the latest things that we've done is, Well, let's see. I don't know if I counted. We went to Mall of America. Had a blast at that. And then we went to the Dells. We also had a blast there. I actually had more fun at the Dells than I did at Mall of America. Strange, I know. Well, the Mall of America was just, you know, shopping. This was... A lot of it was fun, you know. We went to Ripley's. We went to... Noah's Ark. We went swimming in the pool that they had, you know. The funny thing is, this place looks familiar. I mean, I think I went there when I was a little kid, you know, with my parents. Not sure. But yeah, it was very cool. We got to see Top Secret and the Lost Temple, which I'm thinking I probably described in the last podcast. Actually, I'm almost positive I did. But anyway. So, yesterday, I continued to play Sly Cooper, since we're on, like, the next to last level, where we're with, Shaheem or something like that, or Salim, in which, according to my niece, which is like the Sly Cooper expert, she says that Sly is jealous of Salim because Salim can grow a mustache. Now, truth be told, you know, would you assume that it's an accessory mustache, or would it be an actual mustache that he grew himself? Could he grow it? Maybe none of the Coopers can. I mean, considering it'd be in his genetics, if it would, considering that's an ancestor of his. Meaning, if Sly was a direct descendant from Salim, like the game claims that he would be, then Sly Cooper would have the ability to grow a mustache. Well, I just did a whole... That's cool. I kind of disproved that theory. But then again, you know, in some genomes, you know, some are recessive. So that gene could have been recessive, and maybe his father could have grown a mustache. Possibly. Excuse me, folks. Oh, and before I forget, me and my girlfriend have recently gotten into watching The Big Bang Theory. Oh, we love The Big Bang Theory. I bought season one, and the nice thing about season one is, not only is it on Blu-ray, not only does it have a digital copy, which means ultraviolet. You put in the code for ultraviolet, and you get the whole thing of season one on ultraviolet. But it also has it on DVD in the case. So now we're working on getting season two to continue it. Spoiler alert for the end of season one. I can't remember the guy's name now. Lester? No, that's Red Dwarf. Leonard gets Penny. Finally date him. Which I gotta say, they did the episode so perfectly. Oh my gosh, that was so awesome. And the reference to Schrodinger's cat. I never really got that until I watched that episode. So, that was cool. We're now up to the fourth season of Fringe. In which, this is a part where Peter comes back into the timeline without the previous time thing. So now he's a fringe event and nobody really knows him. Which I'm very curious to see how that pans out. That's actually gonna get season 5 of that and stuff. Alright, well, it's 35 minutes and I gotta get going to work. So, thanks you for listening to the Impromptu Listens podcast. I hope you guys will stay up and subscribe. Even though, you know, I don't put this podcast out as much as I should, it won't hurt you to keep you in your line of subscriptions. Considering I don't put out one every day, every week, sometimes not every month, but when I do put them out, I will put them out probably 3 at a given shot for you to listen to. I put them out as I know what to record. There's nothing to record, obviously I'm not going to record. Anyways, thank you for listening to the Impromptu No Sense Podcast. I've been your host, Richard W. You can leave me an audio comment at 510-47-FREAK. That's 510-473-7325. Or you can drop me an email instead at nosentspod@gmail.com. That's nosentspod@gmail.com. Always on the web, I can be found at ncpod.net. And in any case of my domain ever going down, it's tnftv.blogspot.com. Either it's tnftv1.blogspot.com. I forget which. Thanks for listening. Stay subscribed. I'll catch you guys another time.